escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The NFL season is fast approaching. With kickoff under 100 days away.
Harrison Butker set to kick it off. The run-up. Butker's kick and Super Bowl 58 is underway in a high, deep, spinning kick.
The Drive gives you an NFL thought every day from now until the start of the season. It's the countdown to kickoff.
Getting close, Rob. Getting very, very close. I mentioned we have NFL football this month. And that's a storyline in and of itself. I think with the NFL coming back, we're sitting here. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Chiefs first practice in St. Joe. 2 weeks.
Who even is the Hall of Fame game this year? I don't even know.
The Colts are in it. And what, the Steelers aren't?
I legitimately do not know.
I think so.
I thought it was Chargers and Lions, if you asked me randomly.
See, I thought it was the Colts. I could be wrong.
The Hall of Fame game is the ultimate tease to me.
Oh, I remember when they canceled a few years ago?
Mm-hmm. And because the field's in bad shape?
Yeah, they brought in some turf, I think, from New Orleans, and that was it was canceled. But it'd be the Lions and the Chargers.
There you go.
It's the Lions and Chargers.
All right, Bing, today's
countdown. But none of them play it, though, because no. They don't want to play that. It's because, quote, that is an extra preseason game, and they just won three.
Yeah. All right, Bing, today's countdown to kickoff question is very, very simple. As we saw, you know, some possible turmoil between T.J. Watt and the Steelers, there are reports that teams are mulling trade offers for the elite pass rusher. Now, I am asking you, do you think T.J. Watt is actually available on the market, or do you think this is just all one big ploy to get more and more money from the Steelers? And if he is on the market, where do you think he will land?
Well, I think it is a ploy, and I think the Steelers are all in, and they know it's a short window. Obviously, with Rodgers, they understand it's an extremely short window, and I think they'll do everything in their power to keep a guy that basically is that team. He's the one that... with the forced fumbles, the sacks, you name it, he means everything to the Steel City. I don't see him hitting the open market. I see him sitting there. I remember what Bob and Dusty, I think, asked me last week, would I rather have Trent McDuffie long-term or T.J. Watt? Who would I take? And I know Watt's, you know, at 30 years old now, he's getting to that point, but he's a game changer, man. That's a game record. I took T.J. Watt just because of the position. I think that the not that the shutdown corners aren't specialized, but I consider them one of the top four positions, but I consider edge rusher right above there. But I think he's a Pittsburgh Steeler, and I think that that situation will be calmed down. We see this all the time, Rob, but don't you see the Steelers making this thing work? I mean, that's their dude. That's the guy. That's the fan favorite. That's their guy. He will be, again, it's a short window for Pittsburgh they draft that quarterback next year.
You said it perfectly at the end there. Now, listen, they might not get a long-term deal done. I don't know. I'm not in Pittsburgh, but it would stun me if they move T.J. Watt before the season.
Well, I would be completely stunned.
What about their moves have indicated that they're thinking about the future? Aaron Rodgers, Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey. This isn't exactly
DK
Metcalf. This isn't exactly a young man's team. Like this is a team geared up for the now. You're gonna spend all offseason telling me you're all in on the now, only to turn around and trade your best pass rusher for the picks, because he would probably get bigger than this, but a Khalil Mack type of haul after the draft. It just the whole thing is nonsensical to me. I think they eventually get something worked out, but even if they don't, TJ Watt's on the Steelers in week one. They're not trading him.
He will be. You understand, though, Pittsburgh, they have 12 draft picks next year, including 3 third round picks. The draft next year is in Pittsburgh. And if people are wondering what Pittsburgh's going to, they're going to draft a quarterback. They didn't this year. They did. They got Will Howard, the former K-State guy, of course, from Ohio State.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.